I was eating junk. I had just had two children back to back.
I used to not be able to get on the ground.
I never, ever daily exercised.
Before, if I'd get down, I'd need a chair or something to help me get back up.
I was 84 pounds heavier at one time.
I was always a big dude, but I couldn't move around.
That all changed when they met Diamond Dallas Page.
I started doing yoga, man. I started doing a thing called DDP yoga. It's not your mama's yoga.
WCW heavyweight champion, known for his signature move, the Diamond Cutter.
Diamond Cutter!
Took what he learned recovering from an injury and years in the ring and created DDP yoga. This time,
it's your time. Working out combined with the eating habits, it was a huge difference. I felt so much better.
It's a lot of fun for me because I never used to be able to be active. Now I'm on the floor, I'm rolling around. It's pretty cool. More than importantly, I just want to be alive. I'm down about 110 pounds.
DDP yoga can work for anyone.
Bang!
DDP.
DDP.
Radio.
High five.
Hey, this is Robert, and you are listening to DDP Radio, so that must mean it's 9 o'clock on Wednesday. Running a little bit of a different show this week. Our good friend Mike Mullins is out sick. He kind of got sick at the last minute, so we put together a different kind of show with Stacy and myself. We've got a couple of good guests coming up for the night. First off, Stacy, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. I've bounced back. I had sort of a rocky start to my day in the form of a migraine, but I'm on my feet again. So, and Mike, if you're listening, I think you are. We hope you feel better real soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, he feels bad about calling out at the last minute, but sometimes that happens.
Yeah. How are you doing, Robert?
I'm hanging in there. I've been sick myself. I was actually pretty sick last night, but starting to feel better today. I know we've got a lot of people coming on, so let me get to the workshop dates here real quick and get those taken care of, and then we'll roll right straight into our first guest. On March 21st, we're going to go back to Hammers Energy Fitness, which up until Rhode Island was our biggest workshop ever. And Matt Hancock has said he's going to beat that record. So it should be one way or the other. It's going to be a great time at Hammers Fitness, and that's going to be on March 21st. And May 9th, we're going to be back at Funk Fitness. I think this is going to be like our fifth or sixth trip over there. It's always a great workshop with the Funkster involved. And then we're going to be up in Canada in St. John's for Legend City Wrestling. That's going to be on June 13th. And all those dates can be found on ddpyogaworkshops.com. Now, Stacey, you did a lot of hard work at the last minute, bringing forward a lot of guests with no time to really do it. So why don't you introduce our first guest?
Okay, yeah. When Mike let us know, you know, it was very last minute, but I wasn't all that worried about it because that's the nature of Team DDP Yoga. You know, everyone is so supportive of one another, and we see it all the time on you know, the Facebook pages and on Team DDP Yoga. And I knew I could get some people to step up last minute, and I did. And the first one who's up is Mark Campanale. Am I saying that right, Mark?
You are. Spot on.
Okay. Cool. Well, Mark, you've been a member about a year plus, is that right?
Yeah, year plus. Yep.
I mean, you're exactly. Fairly new, and you've done so much in the year and, you know, 1 month or whatever that you've been at it. You've transformed yourself physically, which you can tell us about. And you decided also to take that journey, that transformation that was so dramatic, and make it into a book and include your life story. And I have read the book, which is called Fat Businessman, subtitle, A Cautionary Tale. Mm-hmm. And it's an amazing story. It's a memoir really about your life, you know, from the beginning. And you give such an honest account of how you spiraled down with food. And, you know, that's something that I completely related to. But you just didn't hold back at all. You just, every dark moment and every, you know, slip and every bad day, you really detailed with a lot of courage. So kudos to you, and the book is fantastic. Where, by the way, where can we get it if we want to order it?
Sure. The Kindle version, of course, is on Amazon.com. And if you visit fitbusinessmanual.com, you can get a limited edition autographed copy, print copy from that website also.
Fantastic. And just tell us a little bit about, you know, what made this so different for you, DDP yoga, because in your book, you go into great detail of the things you've tried, the diets, the methods. And why was it different this time for you?
You know, for years, I think I said I tried everything, you know, and failed miserably, because in my head, I had these ideas that I was going to, you know, try something once and love it and become, you know, healthy and successful. And then it would happen, and I'd go right back to doing exactly what I did before. This time was so different because, as many times before I tried, this time my doctor had given me an ultimatum. He had said, listen, you're 40 years old, and you're pre-hypertensive, you're pre-diabetic, you're a ticking time bomb, you have fatty liver disease and sleep apnea, and you should not be in this condition. There's no reason someone in your age should be in this condition. So I took it to heart, and it scared me. And I think, you know, we need to be scared every now and then. And so I, of course, like everyone, take to Facebook and ask for help. Mm-hmm. And, yep. And, you know, my friends, they would tell me everything that I should try and should do. And because they're so loving and so wonderful, you know, they cared about me and they wanted to see me be successful. And I had one friend who was in the foreword of the book, Young Pak. I had known him previously working with him, and he told me about his success with BDP yoga. And I just said, you know something, if he can do it, I can do it. Let me just give it a try. And I did try, and I fell in love with it. And, you know, I always say, when you find a workout you love, you know, you'll never exercise a day in your life, and did it for me. And I will forever preach, you know, the wonders of this program.
Yeah. And what was your physical situation like when you started? How have you changed? How much weight have you dropped? I'm sure you have a whole new wardrobe, and you're living a new life now.
Yeah. Prior to my doctor visit, I was 243 pounds. We had just gone to Disney World, and as much as that's my favorite place in the entire world to go to, it was a miserable trip because I was carrying around all this extra weight. My back was killing me. I had to stop every now and then. I wasn't the person I wanted to be. And since I've done this program, and it took me about 8 months to reach my first goal of 210 pounds, I believe, and I'm down a total of 66 pounds now since that. And I just keep going and going, and everything has changed. The energy is the number one thing. I'll tell you that. I'm seeing the world with new eyes, a totally different perspective.
Oh, absolutely. And you post lots of pictures. Yes. I must say that you're in amazing shape. I mean, you're pretty cut. I mean, is that just from doing the DDP yoga?
I'm not going to lie to you. It is.
It's impressive. That is impressive. And also, in addition to loving the workouts, which that I think that is really the key for me, because I've been doing it for 6 years. I'm not bored with it. It's always a challenge to me. There's so many different, DVDs I can choose from. So after all these years, I'm still really enjoying it. And that is key. But you also love, you're a food lover like me. Mm-hmm. And from your Instagram page, I see you're quite a cook too. tell us about how your food choices and your food prep evolved since you joined Team DDP Yoga.
Yeah, I had started out not knowing how to cook whatsoever and being totally afraid of it. And in my book, I talk about times with my dad, we'd go to the Bay in Dexter, Massachusetts, and we'd harvest quahogs, which for anyone who doesn't know what a quahog is, it's a slightly larger clam. And we stuff them, and they're fantastic. And he always made them, and I said, you know what, I got to do this. So I took a stab at it, and I loved them, but they're typically not the healthiest of items. They have gluten in them and butter and all that great stuff. So I took a stab making them healthier, and then I just fell in love with the whole process of cooking and learning more and more about food from whether it's the DP Yoga Facebook page or from the website or what and talking to all these different people about food is learning to shop the perimeter of the grocery store. And then when you find all these great ingredients, how do they marry together? And I just fell in love with the different flavors and how they match together. And I'll take spices every now and then and I'll sniff them and say, what could this pair with? And I'll just, mm-hmm. I'll just throw something together. But, the challenge with healthy eating really isn't that tough. Most nights, I'll throw together something that is a protein, a starch, and two servings of vegetables, and that's how I started pretty much. And then I worked out. I worked gluten out of my diet. I worked very, very little dairy. I have some dairy in my diet. I'm not 100%, but it's just that when you get so involved in cooking, it becomes fun. And then eating becomes fun again.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense.
it does. And you know what else? It's fun because it tastes good, but it also is so great to eat well and not, not be dragged down by it and to have energy afterwards at the end of a meal.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Tell people your Instagram account if they want to check out some of your cooking.
Yes, it's Fit Business Manual at Fit Business Manual. I think I have them underscored Fit_Business_Manual. And I post on there, every time I cook something, I take a picture of it and I post that and the recipe that goes along with it.
Yeah. And you also have a beautiful website. You have recipes, wellness blogs, and I see this books plural. So tell us about your upcoming project.
So because I post so often about what I cook and the origins of the recipes I come up with, my friends have been kicking and screaming for me to put out a cookbook. So following in your footsteps, Stacey, I decided to put out my own cookbook.
Uh-huh. Cool.
And I have to give kudos to my friend Roger Saris II from Canada for giving me the name of the cookbook. It's called Fit Dad Cooking, A Tasty Tale. And it will come out in late spring. I've got about two chapters written, and then the recipes that have already been put together, they'll fall into play. And they follow breakfast, appetizers, side dishes, main courses, and then something I did this year is I did an entire healthy Thanksgiving meal, which was labor intensive, but it was amazing. And that's,
isn't
that's
that great?
Best. Oh my gosh! Oh my gosh! It was just amazing. It was you get up at 4 a.m. and you've done it 2 p.m. and but you're exhausted, but it was well worth it and well received, which was great. And that's the bonus chapter. So looking forward to having this come out. It's the more I cook, the more I want to publish. So that should be late spring. And then following that, my goal in November is to run a half marathon in Disney World at the Food and Wine Festival. How appropriate, mm-hmm. Food and Wine Festival.
Yeah.
And that when that's done is when I'll do the sequel called Fit Businessman at that point in time. So,
nice.
Well, I think this speaks to a lot of people, whether you're a businessman or woman or not. I think a lot of America is very sedentary because of their job. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you probably still have the same profession, but you're finding ways to circumvent, you know, all those hours spent at a desk. And what an example that you've been and are.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I thought that, you know, originally the first book, Fat Businessman, was fiction, but I decided, you know, if I'm going to inspire anybody, I have to, you know, break everything down. I have to make it as real as possible. I have to have people see themselves when they're reading this book and say, that's me. Okay, I have to get off my butt and do something.
Yeah. One of my favorite lines from the book is, life kept giving me wake-up calls, and I kept hitting the snooze button. I mean, boy, could I relate to that, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think it's just part of everyone who deals with weight and overeating. It takes a long time, sometimes a lot of trial and error to find your way. And it's okay. It's part of the process. But just like DDP is saying over and over again, don't give up. You got to keep going. Keep trying.
Fall down 7 times, get up 8, right?
Yeah, that's exactly it. One last question before and we let you go. And we know you're very busy. You just moved. You've got a lot going on. But what's your favorite workout? Do you have a favorite?
Mixtape all day long.
There you go.
That's a good one.
Mixtape. Oh, my goodness. I love how I'll be in lightning bolt, and all of a sudden I have to be on my butt doing what I call. I love the mix of it. It's amazing.
Yeah,
it's so much fun.
It covers a lot of ground in a very succinct amount of time. I love it too. I agree.
Yeah, your muscles have memory, and if you can confuse them at any point in time, mixtape will do it, and it's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Oh, great. Well, we cannot wait to see your cookbook, and we love your posting on Facebook. You're very inspirational, very supportive of others, and you proved that tonight by coming on literally at the last minute. So thank you so much.
Oh, sure. No problem.
Yeah,
and
please
come
back again. Yeah, let us know when your new book's ready to go, and so we can get you on here to talk about it.
Absolutely, I will.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you again, Mark. Have a great evening. Get some rest, and good luck with your unpacking.
Thank you, guys.
All right.
Thanks
take
a lot,
care.
Bro.
Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, that was a good conversation, without a doubt.
Yeah. Get his book. Everybody, it's a quick read. It's a powerful read. So check it out if you haven't already.
Now, I was going to bring on Mary and Josh at the same time, but it looks like Josh has dropped. So we're going to pull up Mary, who has just been certified.
Yeah, Mary, congratulations. We got the word yesterday via Yoga Doc that you are the latest of the elite.
Thank you very much. It's exciting.
I noticed I hadn't seen you around Facebook in a while, and when I got Yoga Doc's notice that it explained it, you must have been really busy making this happen. What was that like?
The last couple of months have just been a whirlwind. You know, I work full-time as a teacher, and plus I have teenagers, but I knew that work was going to take off really hardcore in March, and February has been a pretty destructive, bad month for me for a really long time, and I just decided, you know, it's either going to have to happen in February, or it's not going to probably happen until summer, and so I made it happen in February.
Wow. And when did you start? When did you start the process?
Started in November.
And I have not done it. I have to admit, it's on my list. But for people listening out there who are curious about what it involves and what it's like to actually go through the motions to get certified, what did you start with and what did you work up to?
I think, you know, for me, it was like starting to keep track of those practice hours, because you have to have 100 practice hours. And then I knew I was considering it, so I started attending other people's level ones online just to kind of get the idea of what I was going to be jumping into. And so for me, I felt like I was already kind of prepared and getting ready for it long before I actually signed up for certification. And then when I signed up, you know, I got the level one, and I knew that I had to have that memorized and I had to do it well. I started working with Travis Roberts, who is an awesome mentor, and I started working with a couple other people, and everybody's been so awesome, which Team DDP Yoga, that's what we're all about. So, you know, lots of people out there kind of cheering me on from the sidelines, sending me messages, viewing my videos. And, you know, I knew the reason I wanted to get started was to take DDP yoga and health and nutrition to those that felt broken. And, you know, building the broken, that's another reason you haven't seen me online as much. I'm working on that more. And taking this to domestic violence shelters and to people who have been abused and bullied. And so spending a lot of time there with right now, mostly it's just ladies and girls and two different facilities and two different organizations. And that has just been an incredible experience. Getting to teach them, I lovingly call them my guinea pigs, and they lovingly just offer support, and they're there every time I show up to teach, and they willingly go along with it.
I think that is just one of the best uses I've heard of so far of these workouts, is empowering women who've had domestic violence in their lives. I mean, what a wonderful thing. And now that you're actually certified, I mean, you can really start doing this in earnest. Is that your plan?
That's my plan. That really is. I dealt with an abusive marriage for 18 long years. And I left it, and still a year after leaving it, I was still under his control. He still said jump, and I still jumped, and I did what he expected me to do. And daggone it, he didn't live in my house, and he still had all the power. And I was done. And DDP Yoga came along, and I started noticing that as I got stronger physically and as I began to be able to do things that I had never been able to do, reach down and touch my toes, you know, go into a hood ornament or a broken hood ornament or, you know, any of those moves that I used to have to hold a chair for, and now all of a sudden I'm not having to. And I started noticing I was standing up more, and I was not just physically becoming stronger, but I was mentally and emotionally becoming stronger. And then it just kind of clicked one day. I thought, if it can work for me that way, I know it can work for someone else.
Absolutely, because the mind and the body are connected. They're absolutely tied in. And I think a lot of people find that correlates. When the body gets stronger, so does the mind, so does the psyche, so does the will. It's a really cool thing. Do you still have your charity? Or did you mention that?
Yeah, Building the Broken. You go to buildingthebroken.com.
And you can get t-shirts. And the t-shirts are pretty cool, actually.
Yeah,
I'm trying to post the link.
The t-shirts aren't for sale currently. That was a Teespring fund type deal. We did raise quite a bit of money from that. That was awesome. Hoping to do another sale soon, but you know, anybody can go to the website and check out the information there. I you know, to get in touch with me or to talk with me more about it. Making sure you know that we get this out there to these ladies and gentlemen that need it.
very important. Are you going to be doing other classes besides with the domestic violence organization?
I hope so. I know I have a few people who are interested in me working with them, and so I'm kind of going to do it, you know, as just a fitness, it's more like an instructor type thing, and work with individuals. But definitely, my main focus is to take this to domestic violence shelters and abusive situation. You know, right now, one of the homes I'm in, I go to Branches. It's a domestic violence shelter for women and children. And the other place I go to is a place called Golden Girls. It's actually for girls. It's for girls mm-hmm. up to the age of 18 who are wards of the state, and they have been removed from their homes because of abuse.
Oh wow. So you can really bring this home. You can bring this to a number of organizations.
That's my hope.
Yeah.
So my next step is this summer is to become a nonprofit, which that's a big learning curve because I know nothing. Anyone out there mm-hmm. want to, since I'm on radio, anybody want to throw some help my way? I'm all here.
Okay, so if anyone is listening and has experience with nonprofits, Mary, it's Mary Calicote, and Callicoat, and you're on Facebook.
Yes, I am.
And
Thank you.
Mary, what state do you live in?
I live in West Virginia.
Oh, okay. So you're probably the first instructor in the state?
I am.
Excellent. I think, you know, you might have a lot of people looking you up classes, because I get asked all the time, you know, is there an instructor in this area or that area? There's just a growing hunger for classes because people like to bond and people like to get together and do the workouts. That's why the workshops are so popular. So I could see you turning this into like a second career, and who knows, this could really blossom into your calling.
That's what I'm feeling. You know, I love teaching my students in my actual sport, but I love teaching DDP yoga, and I love working with the people that I work with and the ladies that I'm already teaching. I love seeing them progress, and you know, the faces that they just light up when they get that leg to actually sweep through instead of going to a knee, or they actually get a move, you know. Those are the same faces I know I made, and those are the same looks I, you know, made. But now they're getting to share it with others in a class together. You know, I do a move correctly for the first time, and I can scream, and all I do is, you know, the dogs hear it, but that's usually about it. But it's, you know, it's nice when there's a group of people together and we can all kind of celebrate it.
Oh yeah. So, Mary, how long have you been a member of Team DDP Yoga, and what has your journey been like?
I think I probably started, I started in January 2013. I don't think I started joining in the Facebook discussions right away. I don't think I probably started that until February or March, maybe even April of 2013.
Mm-hmm.
It was really kind of a slow go for me to kind of stick my neck out there. It was very difficult for me in the beginning to even kind of to ask for help for a modification or to talk to other people. And not that I'm really backwards or extremely shy, it's just that this was so new to me, and to feel like anybody wanted to help me, I think that was it. I didn't think that I was worth enough to be helped.
Mm-hmm. And then when did you start to realize that wasn't the case? You know, that there was a lot of great people who really did want to help out.
By May, and especially when the hardship fund got started up and that exploded, and then I got to be a part of that with Liz and everybody else. That is just what took it over the edge for me. Seeing how many people will reach out to complete strangers to not only just say, hey, great job, but to give money to support others that they don't even know. It was just, it was mind-blowing to me.
Yeah, and it really does, it just creates this vortex of energy and support, and it really helps keep people going. I know, you know, I was sort of, 6 years ago, there wasn't a lot of this, you know, the Facebook support, but just on the team DDP Yoga, just all the pats on the back, you know, just a little, even if it was a sentence of encouragement, it just meant so much to me. And it let me know that people cared and people were kind of taking interest in my journey. And it made me want to do more, you know, and do better.
Absolutely. And that's what it's been for me. And I just, I think from May when I really, I remember in April, Steve Langer started a challenge to do some form, you know, some DDP yoga every day for the entire month of April. And I started getting involved with that. And then, I work out really early. And a couple of us kind of got in a competition about that. And then I really started feeling that true friendship. And the Hardship Fund just kicked it over the edge. This past summer was phenomenal. I got to attend a couple workshops. And, you know, I was at Hammers last August and then went to a couple more and kind of addicted to them.
Yeah, workshops have that effect on people for sure. And I think you're going to have to maybe get one organized in West Virginia. I think DDP would be there in a heartbeat.
I would love to. I would absolutely love to get something started up here.
Yeah. Well, I think you're just doing amazing, amazing work. I'm in awe of you, of everything you've accomplished and what you're doing to help others who really need a leg up. And I think you are really making your little spot on the globe a much better place. And just major congratulations to you for that.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah, and thanks for coming on so last minute. I mean, you know, you were very understanding about it. You're like, well, I'm driving home. I think I can call in from my car. You were great.
I made it home in plenty of time, though. So
good. Yeah, I didn't want you to do anything unsafe. Only if you had a headset would that have been okay.
Absolutely. I considered pulling over. If I get on the road and I get stuck in traffic, I can always just pull over.
That's right. See, that's what this team is all about. People are just willing to step up and help out. So please keep us posted, okay?
Absolutely.
We want to hear about your journey and about building the broken and anything else you do. Give us a shout and come back on the show whenever you'd like. And you're just such an inspiration. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Stacy, for having me on. I appreciate it.
Okay. Yeah, take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, so we've got Josh back in line, so we can bring him up. What's up, Josh?
Josh. Hey, Josh.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Going good, man.
We're doing good. First of all, congratulations. This is a big day for you.
Yeah, it is, and it seems like it's been a lot longer than just 2 years. I mean, when you think about it, with all the things I've got to do, you know, it's crazy.
Yeah, it seems like you've been around longer than that.
Yeah, but you did a really nice blog post today on Facebook on your two-year anniversary and what being a part of the team means to you. And also, just about your journey, like, you know, you said it wasn't always smooth sailing, like it is for most people, but what kept you, you know, sticking around and ultimately on track?
I think the big thing that I always have to say when people ask me that is Team DDP Yoga, whether it be you guys on the radio show every week and having at least once a week, I'm going to hear something that's going to motivate me on this show. And I'm a huge supporter of the radio show. So that was like huge for me, and just being connected. And then you hear somebody that comes on that you can relate to, and then you find them on Facebook or wherever and just chat with them and just start building friendships. You know, it's kind of like a different thing, I guess, for me to build friendships over you know, over a computer screen or, you know, email or texting people. But man, it's been a lifesaver for me, definitely. And it's kept me on track when I'm, you know, we all get to those points where we're like, okay, I need to go away. This is getting ridiculous, you know, and kind of, I want to give up or whatever, poor me kind of attitude. And you have somebody going, oh, I haven't heard from you in a couple of days. And kind of like, okay, you know, they bring you back and help you out. And it's awesome. And to be able to have that and in turn help other people too, which is something that I really love to do, is just help other people.
Now, you've been doing quite a bit of that.
Yeah, you're good at it.
Yeah, I've been fortunate enough to have a lot of feedback over the years, even in, you know, in school. You know, people are always telling me, oh, I can come to you and I can trust you. And so in doing the work that I do with the kids that I work with up here for the last 10 years has kind of trained me for you know, doing this. And so I really enjoy it, and it's something that it's my way of kind of giving back to this program and to everybody that helped me along the way and kind of got me out of my shell. So it's been really an awesome journey for me.
Are you, Josh, are you a certified instructor?
Yeah, I got certified in October, and I've been, I was fortunate enough about a month after I was certified to have a class in a local gym here once a week, and it's been going really well. It's been kind of like a surreal thing to go from, you know, emailing Dallas and saying, hey, can I like teach this with the kids that I work with? Like, I'm not, you know, charging them. I'm not saying I'm certified, but like, I really just have this passion to teach it. And I didn't know why at the time, but it's just, you know, it's just something I wanted to do. And then he said, yeah. And then he brought up the certification thing. And once that got rolling, I got into that. And it wasn't a easy journey for me at all. And there was a lot of ups and downs, but it was one of those things that's like, I'm going to make it. Like I'm not going to turn back now. I've started this. I have a passion for it. And if I have to crawl across the finish line, I'll do it. And, you know, with the help of a lot of great people and a lot of great feedback, hard feedback at times, I was able to finally get there and do that. And, looking back now, oh man, you know, I wasn't ready when I thought I was. And so it was good that I had to kind of wait a while to get to be certified. And it meant a lot more when I did get certified.
Oh, I'll bet. Well, that's what I hear so many times from people who are certified, is getting there really does push you out of your comfort zone. But it's just such an awakening, such a growth experience. And everyone who gets there, they just seem so elated, you know, like it's got to be a huge accomplishment. And I do look forward to it myself one day. So maybe you could mentor me, Josh, because I haven't taken those steps yet.
You know, it's a scary thing, but you know, I mean, we all do the workouts so much. It's kind of like, it's second nature once you get the ball rolling with it. And, you know, the big thing for me was not teaching in front of people. It was more of just putting all the moves in all the right spots and why they go in certain spots. Cause I was a big DVD guy. So when the certification came along, I had to kind of retrain my brain, and, I had no fitness background whatsoever. So, it was a struggle, but I was determined to do it. And I just felt like there was this passion inside of me for it, and I knew that I could help others with it, because I was already doing that, like I said, with the kids that I was working with, and seeing the changes in their behaviors was just like amazing. And so I was like, okay, this is something I'm gonna do. So it's not easy, and I don't say that to discourage people that are listening that want to do the certification, but man, you gotta accept feedback, and you gotta kind of, you know, just really take that feedback and work on yourself and get better each time. And it's, you know, it's not a personal attack when you get hard feedback at all, even though sometimes you can take it that way. So.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so it's good. It's like there's an element of getting stronger mentally, too.
Oh, I think so, definitely, you know, and I thought that I was mentally strong in the beginning, and then I look back, you know, reflecting back here in this last couple of weeks, you know, with knowing that this anniversary was coming up of 2 years doing this, and it was just, it just blew me away to see, like, the changes that I've made and the confidence that I have, and I had a class last night, and I went into it kind of just like, oh man, I just need to get this class done, and I'm going on this work trip tomorrow, so I'm thinking about that and not really thinking about my class, and it ended up being one of the best classes I've had, and just had fun, and everyone was like, man, look at all these new moves you taught us, and pushed everybody really hard, and I was like, okay, like, you know, that's really cool to see where I've gotten, and it's been with the help of a lot of great people, again, like I said, along the way, and back to one of your questions about, you know, what's helped me stay here is people encouraging me and giving me feedback and not sugarcoating things. That's huge for me, is tell me like it is. I don't want to, you know, don't tell me I'm great and I'm doing nothing wrong, like, because I know I am. I want to hear the harsh feedback because I'm going to grow more that way. So.
Mm-hmm. Were there any moves that you really, you know, just didn't have a handle on in the beginning that you ended up mastering?
God, I wouldn't say mastering, but probably coming out of the Road Warrior and doing like the twisting triangles and stuff is still something that's really hard for me. My hips are like super tight. Even with 2 years of DDP yoga, it's just my hips are just, you know, they're a lot better than they used to be. But that one was one that was like, I could barely do it in the beginning, and now I can twist open over halfway and like hold it and teach it in a class and, you know, show people like, hey, in the beginning, I couldn't even do this. You know, I would try to avoid it because it was just like, I can't do it. And the more you say you can't, the more you won't. So, you know, I think that was something that's still a work in progress. I still want to get that foot up over my head. That thing haunts me, just because, again, with the tight hips and my hamstrings are so tight, I feel like my legs are always at a right angle, like, instead of out straight. But on the other hand, you know, Black Crow and a handstand I can now do that I took a lot of pride in, and being frightened by that when I first started and seeing people do it, and I'm like, oh my Lord, like, there's no way I could get there. But once I trained my brain to say I can, I was able to do it. So I think the move that I'm most proud of is that Black Crow into the handstand, and it was one of those emotional high points along my journey, you know, to be able to do that. So
nice. That's amazing.
Well, we're rolling up about 15 minutes left in the show. We got a couple more callers. Do you want to hang out with us, or do you want to, Josh, you want to head out?
No, I can hang out with you guys if that's cool.
Okay, yeah, because we got a couple people on hold. The first one is Eric Thacker.
Hey, Robert.
Hey, Eric.
Brother.
Hey,
how you doing, man?
Hey, Josh.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, buddy. Congratulations on your anniversary.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It's a lot of hard work. A lot of dedication.
It's definitely worth it, though, if you stick with it, you know.
Oh, I know. I know what you're going through. So how's everybody tonight?
We're doing pretty good, Eric. And congratulations to you. I mean, you've been posting some of your before and after photos, and you're just doing amazingly well. I don't even know what to say. You're just like night and day. You're a new person. How's everything going?
Oh, it's going well. I touch base with a lot of new folks on the program. They like message me a lot because they see my postings, and I just wanted to touch base with that. Like, I didn't want anybody to get the wrong idea. With, you know, I'm the one special. When I first started the program, I couldn't get through the Diamond Dozen.
Wow.
I could not. I could not do all the Diamond Dozen. Like the first month, I was probably doing like the 7 or 8 moves of the Diamond Dozen. That was my workout. So I just wanted to set the record straight on that.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, for some people, that's where they start at, and that's, you know, that's fine. But you're moving forward. That's all that matters.
Yeah, now I'm doing like double black diamond, stuff like that. But yeah, I know there were some people. I mean, they see my postings, and I do things just to motivate and help people because, you know, I think you should pay that forward. And because, I mean, I've had people help me. And Stacy, you're one of the people that helps me. And there's some other people I can name. But, yeah, I mean, everybody should pay that forward, you know, once they get there. And I'm still going. Don't get me wrong. I'm not nowhere close. But, yeah, I just, you know, there's a lot of new folks that I don't want them to get discouraged. You know, don't stop believing in themselves.
Yeah, especially in the beginning, because I think a lot of us, you know, whether it's inflexibility or we've got excess weight, the workouts are not easy sometimes in the beginning. And, no. You know, just focus on what you can do, you know, even if it's just part of the Diamond Dozen, that's a great start.
Yes. And I've had some other people ask me that's not even bought the program. And I will just tell them, you know, look on teamddpyoga.com. Check that out first. And, you know, and check out, you know, because we have the free videos on there. And they can check that out. That's my recommendation.
Yeah, I tell a lot of people that myself, too, because we have, you know, a lot of people that have different questions about it that we get through support. And a lot of times that's where I will send people is just, hey, go look at it, you know. Because people want to know, can I do this workout? Is this workout for me? And I'm like, I don't know. You tell me.
Well, I uploaded a video, I think it was this past month, and I was saying, is this hard? You know, and it's not hard. Is it easy? Well, it's as easy as you want it to be. You know, if that makes sense. It's all in your mind. Yeah.
That plays a huge role. How long have you been a team member, Eric?
10 months. It was 10 months on the 14th.
It just seems like longer because you've had such an amazing transformation. And what are you doing now these days? What are your favorite workouts?
Actually, and some might think I'm crazy, double black diamond is like my favorite.
Wow. Did you think you'd be saying that in less than a year?
No. Because when I first started, I was like, am I ever going to get the energy?
Wow.
Am I ever going to get through the Diamond Dozen? That was my first initial thought. But, you know, yeah, I made it my own. And, you know, now it's double black diamond because it challenges me. And, you know, you got to challenge yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. That's so fantastic, Eric.
And I would like to say, give a few thanks to some people that's helped me. I want to shout out to Eric Turner. He's kind of like my mentor right now.
Oh.
And he's just an awesome guy. Kat Arnett.
Hey, Eric. Who?
Kat Arnett is awesome.
Oh, Kat's wonderful. Kat Arnett, yep. She's on She's on there every day throughout the day cheering people on. Yep, I totally agree.
Yes. And and another thing, here's a fun fact for you all. Rev Kev. I used to live right near the same town as Rev Kev. And we worked at the same place for a month and did not know that.
Uh-huh.
Until the other day, we were messaging each other. So, yeah, it's a small world. And it's funny how DDP Yoga's brought us together.
Yep, yeah, it's a great web.
Yes, it is. But anyway, I just wanted to touch base with you guys. And congratulations on your job.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling, Eric. And yeah, keep up the great work.
All right, you guys have a good night.
You too. Thanks a lot, bro.
All right.
Okay, we've got the next, and will probably be our last caller, is Debbie. How you doing, Debbie?
Hello.
Hey, Debbie.
I've been on. Hi. I ordered this little. I've been on the pro three weeks now.
And congratulations.
Okay,
cool. Welcome aboard.
Thank you. I have three boys with Duchenne muscular dystrophy, so taking care of them, I need to be around for them. So that's one of the main things why I'm doing this. Also for me, too. I want to be healthy. I got a granddaughter, so I want to be around.
Oh, yeah. So.
But, yeah.
Fantastic.
At first, some of the exercises are a little difficult, but, yeah, this is the third week, and I'm already... I'm following the program, so this is the third week, so today would be the Diamond Dozen and the Energy. Some of the moves in Energy is a little challenging, but I still do them.
Yeah, and that's normal in the beginning. Your body's literally learning a new language, and it's going to be some of the moves are going to feel a little awkward, but that's normal.
Also, the way you eat. Changing, doing the nutrition area. Like, I'm trying to do, like, phase two. So, on that.
How's that going so far?
It's going pretty good. Sometimes I mess up. Like, I like to have oatmeal, but oatmeal's only in phase one, not in phase two. And, like, So, it's, you know, I gave up wheat. And that's been a big change, the gluten-free and stuff. So that's what I've been doing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, well, I like this. I've found I've had more energy this, you know. Last week I cleaned the shed out, and I've organizing the house better. So I have more energy than I did before. So, and I had trouble posting pictures and stuff, but I figured out how to do it.
Oh, good. Well,
you guys have been inspirations. The videos and stuff, that's why I kept seeing the infomercials, because I take care of my kids at night, because they're on ventilators and stuff, so I'm up all night. So I watch all the commercials, and I'm like, do I want to try it? This is just another hoax. And I'm like, no, I saw the videos of Arthur and you and other people. I'm like, okay, that's it. I'm done. I'm calling, and I ordered it.
Yeah.
Because I saw, you know, how they went from being as heavy as I was and to where they are now. I was like, okay, I like that. I need that, you know. And also, this is not just something, here's your stuff, go do. It's a community.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that.
That's huge. The support is huge here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I'm in Denton, Texas, so.
Debbie, you said that, you know, watching the infomercial and stuff is inspirational. And I have to say, when I hear people, and I listen every week to the radio, and when I hear people like you call in that are just starting, like, I get, like, really jacked up about it, because I love hearing people's, you know, when they're starting, and it kind of reminds me of when I started, and it just, I don't know, it inspires me. And so I get a lot of people saying, oh, you're so inspirational, but it's people like you that are starting and are like, all right, I need to do this. I'm going to do it. It's just so amazing to hear. So keep up the amazing work and stick with it.
Well, sometimes my life gets kind of hectic, and some things, like my boys, if they get sick, they're, you know, life and death. So I get depressed. So usually before, I would go straight for the refrigerator, and I learned not to. Do something constructive instead of, because I'm an emotional eater. So instead of doing that, do something else. So that has helped. Like, I do go, the exercise helps more than, you know, not just by itself, but that and the nutrition works together, and it helps everything fall in place.
Yeah.
I find
it.
I like it.
It's a great, the workouts are a wonderful stress reliever.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
I found in the beginning, sometimes if I wanted something like a treat or something that wasn't on, you know, phase, I didn't do phases in the beginning, but
you know, oatmeal's pretty healthy. If you really want some oatmeal one morning, I would say enjoy it, you know. Go for it. You can't be too deprivational, but you got to do what works for you.
Right. Well, it does. I mean, I have the oatmeal, which is, I guess, I consider a carb, and then I had some protein with it. See, I'm also a diabetic, and I've also noticed that since being on this, I don't need so much insulin. I have to cut way back on the insulin because of all this. You know, I was checking all my sugars. It's only been 3 weeks, and I cut out. I eat the gluten-free bread. I eat the, you know, I don't drink milk. I drink, you know, I don't really like milk anymore anyway, but it hurts my stomach. But I like goat's milk and stuff. I find things like that and goat cheese. I'm like, okay, wow, okay. There's a lot out there, and I'm like, it's changed the way I'm looking at things now because my insulin's going, I don't need as much anymore. I'm like, oh, I like this idea. And one of my friends said, well, when you go back to the doctor, they're going to ask you what you've been doing, that you won't need so much insulin. I said, yeah, I'm going to wonder that too. But it's not. It's the DPD. It's the DDP yogurt and everything. So, and sometimes when you get depressed, you need to be like boosted up, like, hey, you can do it. Come on, get back into it. So things like that.
Well, I think your doctor is going to be very happy to to see the changes in you, and that's fantastic. And after 3 weeks,
next month, so.
3 weeks, and you're already noticing shifts in your life, and that's so exciting. And if you stick with it, they'll just keep continuing.
Oh, I see the difference also in just in 3 weeks. I have some clothes that fit a lot better than they used to. Just in 3 weeks.
Amazing. It's wonderful.
That's not right. But I like the radio. This is the first time I called into the radio. I'm like, oh, this is another way of support. So I think it's great.
Oh, yeah.
All right, great. Yeah, definitely. Definitely give us a call back and let us know how you're doing.
Keep us updated,
I will. Thank you so much.
Keep up the great work, Debbie.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, Robert. Robert,
yes.
I have a quickie question for Josh, something that I've always wanted to ask him. Because I think a lot of people go through seasonal disorder, you know, stuff in the winter. And it can bring a lot of people down. Josh, you live in Alaska where there's hardly any daylight. How do you cope, you know, with that yucky, wintry, you know, the blues? How do you do it? Because you have it worse than anyone.
Yeah, it's something that, again, for years, I don't think I really recognized. And it was just that I thought I was just angry and grumpy. But even now with, you know, trying to be more positive, eating better, and taking care of my body with, you know, DDP yoga and working out, I still get it. Like, you still get grumpy, and it's hard not having that sunlight and to be able to go outside and go, you know, run around and get a bundle up and stuff. But some things that I do is, again, obviously, being able to teach has helped me a lot this winter. Being able to do DDP yoga in the last 2 years is greatly helped my mood, even when I don't want to get on the mat. But again, it's just all about being aware of it and not letting yourself go. You know, a lot of people go to the bars, a lot of people overeat, you know, and just sit on their couch all winter long, and then they wonder why they're 30 pounds overweight in the summertime, and then they, you know, they kill their body dropping all that weight in the summertime now, you know, and then they're happy again because they've seen the sunlight, and then it doesn't seem like the sun ever goes down in the summertime, so... But, again, just trying to stay active, and, I'm fortunate enough to have my kids here and, my three dogs that keep me very occupied and sometimes angry, but, you know, having kind of those kind of things and a support group has been a huge, huge thing for me. So again, I don't mean to beat the dead horse, but the people that I've met on Team DDP Yoga and that support group is, definitely has helped me up here, besides all the exercise that I try to get.
Yeah, so basically you just have to find ways to counteract it and work through it.
Oh,
and
totally. And
working it. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say one thing with eating healthy. I noticed when I was like when I juiced all the time, which it can be very tiring to juice, you know, every day or every other day. But juicing, just having that extra vitamin C in your system and those extra nutrients, it just makes my brain. Just, it seems like it functions better, so you don't get sunken down as far into the depression of like there's no sunlight. You know, sun's only up 5 hours and it's going down. So juicing is huge for me. I love juicing.
That is a great point. I do that too. I live in upstate New York, and I literally sometimes find myself needing an infusion of the green stuff, of the phytochemicals, and sometimes I'll throw in some spirulina. But yeah, it's so important because it's a time when, you know, your body can just start to not shut down, but it's not as alive and vibrant as when the sun is shining and it's warm out.
Yeah.
So workouts are great, juicing's great, eating clean, and finding a positive focus, you know. And
oh,
if
yes.
you can't find anything to focus on positive, just go do something for somebody. That will immediately, it puts good energy into your life. It shifts your focus to something positive, and you've just helped somebody out. So you got a whole set of tools now.
Yes.
And Robert, you don't even have to deal with this because you're in Florida. Lucky duck. But Josh, I'm in awe of you for getting through the Alaska winters. That's not a small thing.
No, it's not easy. And I'm fortunate enough to have a mother-in-law that works for the airlines as well as my brother. So every now and then I get free tickets to get out of here, which is how I was able to go to LA and do that workshop with Dallas was awesome. So that's another way to help kind of get out and go find the sunshine. So,
oh yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you so much for calling in and sharing your anniversary with us. This has been great.
No, it's it was a real honor to be even thought of and be on here. So thank you.
No
right.
problem.
Keep
I appreciate you calling,
work.
Man.
Yeah, anytime.
All right. Well,
take
I guess
care,
we
Josh.
Are. Thanks, bro.
Robert,
we are closing.
We did it. We did
yeah,
it,
we
Robert.
Did it without any help or training wheels. So next week, keep an eye out. We should have Ray Lloyd, better known as Glacier in WCW, joining us for the show next week. He's been a friend of the show for a very long time. So he's going to come out of hiding and join us next week. And I'd like to thank all of our call-ins, all of our guests this week, Mary, Mark, Josh, Debbie, and Eric. And thanks to everyone for who tunes in every week and to check out what we're doing. Do you have anything else that you want to handle before we close up shop?
I just wanted to let everyone know I'm going to be posting a delicious new recipe on stacymorris.com. It's Italian. It's not exactly low calorie, but it's clean. So check out stacymorris.com on Thursday for the details.
Awesome. Okay, so I guess we will see you next week with Ray Lloyd, and until then, just keep moving forward.
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige.
Oh!
Into the diamond cutter!
I don't believe it! Diamond cutter out of the powerbomb!
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Yoga and Blog Talk Radio.